Scorpions Audio.
Don't know exactly how to explain this, but if you really liked the Animaniacs as a kid, you now have depression. That's just a fact. And I mean, I'm sorry. There's levels to it, but you're in some sort of category. The mental health, what is like, you know, the mental health inventory list needs to include the different kinds of Animaniacs lovers. But generally, if you just are into Animaniacs, you are depressed, you know. I got in fights about this on Twitter for no real reason. People wanted to start a fight about Animaniacs, I guess. And I had to hold my position. I was like, well, I mean, for one, it seems crazy to even argue that they're about mental health. They're called the Animaniacs. They're the animated maniacs. They're literally being chased around by a therapist. Do you not get how maybe children would then see there's some sort of antagonist figure who's a psychoanalyst? You get me? Yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm not pulling this out of the air. I'm not saying like, oh, well, if you like Pop-Tarts when you were a kid, you probably now have depression. And it's like, I get depression rates have gone up. No, I'm saying there is something fucked up with Animaniacs, okay? Why does Steven Spielberg show up in Animaniacs? Like, he's part of the crew? He's part of the fucking thing, you know? He puts in so much, like, divorce in all of his movies. He's fucked up. He's fucked up. As nice a guy as he is, he loves that divorce. Every movie, except for Jaws, but fucking E.T. is just like, you don't even realize that the entire movie is about, like, the dad not being there. That's why this kid's like, oh, this alien that's poisoning me? I should probably love it. Because they don't have a dad. Dad would usually be doing that. Now E.T.'s filling in dad's. Man, I wish E.T., there'd been a version of E.T. where E.T. is Elliot's dad, and he becomes a drunk. He really takes to the, you know, that beer scene, and he just becomes an abusive. E.T. is just like, ouch! Ouch! But it's like he's threatening. He's like shaking his fist. I'll give you an ouch! Man, it's so great. I love all of his stuff. Steven Spielberg. I mean, you know, it's been hard maybe recently, but I mean, I keep watching Catch Me If You Can. That's one of my favorite movies of all time. I love it. It's just insanely good. And it's like, I don't know, it's like a sleeper for him in a lot of ways, because I don't think he was making anything like that at the time. And like, it's exceptional. It's such a great movie, you know? So I don't know. I think people maybe weren't expecting that, and that's why it's so slept on. But I'm like, this is maybe one of his best, you know, it's in like the top five. It's so good. And I think Animaniacs is in the top five also. Just saying, of the Spielberg stuff, I mean, it's like, it's Schindler's List, Animaniacs, Catch Me If You Can, the Jaws, you know, Jurassic Park, E.T. There you go. I mean, you know, Animaniacs, it's up there. It's awesome. I think it's great. I just want you to know that if you felt targeted by that, if you're into Animaniacs, you probably have depression. Well, I already know why you're here. Guys, welcome to Y'all Ever, the only podcast on the internet. This is a comedy mental health program all about the universal, super relatable humor of staring into the abyss. This episode, I'm actually going to dive right in. I'm talking to my good friend, Brianna Murphy. She's been my feature when I've been on the road, mostly in Chicago, and she's amazing. She's super funny. She's a good friend, and I think you guys are going to also really enjoy her. She's going definitely full speed. She hasn't talked to somebody in a while, and we get into that, and I think it's all great. I think you guys are going to enjoy this. Catch this interview with me and Brianna. If you can. Just one more time. Keep talking.
Around. Hello.
Okay, that sounds all good.
I mean, I'm not going to be singing the whole time. So I might just sing at random times because that is my new coping mechanism.
Whoa, what's that song?
Hello.
Is that Adele?
I think it's David Tell, yes. Wait, David Dell would be an incredible character. I just sing all of his bits
God
as Adele.
Damn.
Okay, I'm doing
We're so unlucky that Stick or Treat isn't happening this year.
We're actually lucky that it's not happening because what a fucking nightmare.
Right out of the gate, putting every comedian on blast. Who doesn't hang out at the Comedy Store
David
and the
Dell.
Laugh Factory
that
like
is
Brianna?
TM. That is TM. Trademark David Dell. I'm trademarking it.
That was really good, honestly.
I will actually do a bit about it.
Somebody posted a photo
In
of themselves.
In 30 years when I feel like doing comedy again. Does it not exhaust you right now, the type of content that some people are frantically releasing? Not this podcast necessarily, but...
Yeah, it's driving me crazy.
There's some people who are just truly...
I kind of also worry because I'm like, you know, the coffers are going to be exploited at a certain point. There's going to have no more content, you know?
Well, it's also like...
I did put up an old stand-up clip and stuff, and I'm just like... exactly.
You're like, let me put ads every 1 minute. We're going to get ads so we can get some revenue off of this. Squeeze the fucking donkey dry.
Oh, it's awesome.
Squeeze the donkey dry. That's a new saying. I've been using it.
Squeeze the donkey dry? Oh, you God. Chicago types. You do
How
it.
How dare you?
You do it terribly.
I'm not
from
Chicago.
You do comedy a little bit terribly.
If you start getting me started on Chicago, I will say a lot of things that'll make people...
You're from nowhere,
I'm
apparently.
I'm from here.
How so?
What do you mean, how so? I'm from Los Angeles.
You're
born
and raised?
I was born in Torrance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's not Los Angeles.
I mean, it is. No, I grew up in Pasadena.
Again, not Los Angeles.
No, it is. The whole area.
Ah, you're right, fuck.
The region.
Shit. All right.
It's not the city
Damn it.
Of Los Angeles.
I was trying
Angeles.
To get you. I was really trying to fucking figure
like
this out.
Like nobody's ever had this conversation with me before.
Damn it. Your skill set is too tight.
My skill set of defending where I'm from in Los Angeles from someone from Virginia. Literally the worst place. Second only to Florida or maybe Delaware.
Whoa. Whoa.
Do you think Virginia is worse or better than Delaware? At least Delaware has fewer people in it, to be
really
fair.
Really what you're talking about, but Delaware fucking sucks. It's boring.
Yeah,
there's nothing
doesn't
going
Virginia
on.
Suck?
Yeah.
Mostly
because of racism.
The people, yeah.
Which Delaware doesn't have because they're boring.
No, they have racism there. What are you talking about? It's like all the shittiest people in
Brianna,
New Jersey.
One, racism is over since Barack Obama. All right, I don't want to explain to you how up north there's no
so
such thing as racism.
You mean when Donald Trump said yo Semite three times today or whatever the fuck? Oh, that was a good one. You missed that one
I missed that one.
He went Yo Semite.
He's anti-Yo Semite. I'm sure that
no,
joke's
he's
written.
Pro Yo Semite, I think. Because that's...
Well, good job, Brianna. Here come the helicopters.
Israel!
Stop fucking talking about me! Donald Trump's in the helicopter.
Stop. He would be petty enough to come over here.
Talking about
He's got a Google alert. It's just with the CIA listening to our podcast. So fucking... You can't fuck with us, Dad.
That's can't you guys now. Do kind of gentle guy humor, like a Zach Braff type of podcast?
Yeah, what's the deal with me not being able to pick up a chick because I have too many comic books in my asshole? I don't know. I'm losing it. I'm melting.
You've had no comedy in 4 months.
My boyfriend and I speak in practically gibberish. It's like we're either singing really nonsensical songs to the tune of only 3 different songs that we just sing.
Go on. What are the songs?
I can't what is one of them? Now, see, I can't. I'm blanking on. I sing it every day. We sing to these songs, and I have no idea what we're doing. And then we just talk to our dogs, and we walk in the mountains, and then I have some sort of weed every day, you know?
And this is working out. This is how you've been maintaining.
I meditate. Mm-hmm. That helps.
Yeah.
I didn't meditate today, so I'm absolutely unhinged.
Didn't meditate today?
I was going to do
Wait, you came over unmeditated? You came over fucking unblissed? You didn't find your bliss before you came here?
My hat was sideways upsetting. For the viewers at home. I put my hat.
Brianna is wilding out, like on a Nick Cannon level. You've now put your hat back on askew. Listen, I get
You're the... Well, okay. So I have such a... I did have to come to the realization that I do need comedians in my life. Because for a little while, at the beginning of Quora, I was like, thank God, so many people cannot do comedy anymore because of this.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Like,
that right away, I was like,
you
know, technically, me and Aziz have the same road dates right now. You know, like, but then again, then it all kind of got even more horrible. Where then they started introducing drive-in theater
desperate.
And shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's like... Yeah, and like, I guess I feel slightly less resentful of that form because it's not a comedy club being open in an indoor space with nobody wearing masks, which is the thing that's happening all over Chicago, Illinois.
Really?
Oh my God. I even got in a fight with... on Twitter. I got a fight with Redacted.
About just doing it? Like that
they
fact
posted
that they're doing
a picture to advertise their shows. And their little mascot was wearing a mask. And I was like, that's funny because I've seen 3 of your comedians not wearing masks doing your
mascot.
Fucking shows.
He should make sure he's wearing the mask. We need a graphic designer to get paid.
It's like, Jesus fucking. And then the guy's like, we can't make them wear the mask, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, well, you could also
really?
Not.
That seems crazy.
But you know what? All of the women cast members did not return because women are great. We're taking over the world. So fuck you guys, okay? Because we're gonna survive COVID.
You guys have done a lot for society.
No, I find it
Thank
truly
you.
Disgusting that anyone is holding live comedy shows and like seeing Mark Norman go out on the road and handshake and French kiss all the people.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, yeah, what's the deal with buying a second apartment in New York City and then having to travel on the road for a pandemic with no mask on?
Yeah, he's definitely...
really made bad choices.
Probably a bad dude.
We can redact his name.
It's like, as much as I've had only positive interactions with him
I
in person,
too.
But it's like, I gotta go, yeah, I don't know, if you talk like a cartoon character, maybe if you talk like a Dick Tracy character, maybe you are a Dick Tracy villain. Like, you know, it's possible.
He might just be on the spec, you know.
Everyone from New York is on the spec, for sure.
I think most comedians are on the spec, but...
That's true.
He's leaning hard into the spec. Oh, those go to your notes. It just says Hezbollah. It's a notebook that has Hezbollah in glitter stickers. I love Hezbollah, my friend.
My friend, I'm in love with Hezbollah.
I'm sorry, you weren't prepared for this today, were you?
Who are Hezbollah for or against? I actually know nothing about them, other than it's a fun word to throw into stand-up.
Terrorist organization.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
They're not freedom fighters?
I can't tell.
When I watch Star Wars, I'm confused. I'm like, wait, the terrorists
are
the good guys?
So, are they actually... altruistic in their intentions.
Fucking Luke Skywalker is ISIS. He's like, he like beheads, well, fucking Palpatine and shit.
Luke's actually a straight white male, so he got
Skywalker's like talking directly into camera. He's like, this is what happens to people who follow the Sith. The Sith is not the one true faith.
Hell yeah,
and
dude.
And then he just cuts off his dick. How
about
that
version? Yeah, that's the metaphor.
Cuts off. I never really seen Star Wars. I assume he cuts off.
Yeah, is Hezbollah Palestinian?
I don't know enough. But we were talking about this, that because the whole Lebanon thing just happened today, and basically we have a shared thing of like, I like throwing it all out there. Just spitballing.
Yeah.
And being like, so like right away, I just tweeted it a bunch, or like retweeted the footage, you know, and then was like,
I didn't, because I was on a nice relaxing walk in the mountains. I made a face. Damn, that... nobody can see my face.
Most of your comedy has been mugging. Not that you're not killing.
I do face comedy, and so it's pretty much over for me.
But like right away, I was just like, I don't know, World War III, duh, you know? And
well,
then...
Trump's really trying to egg China on, I think. So I've been thinking of World War III because of the China relations.
God damn it. Now he sent a plane. He's sending planes and a jet, Brianna, because you just, talk and a helicopter. You fucking, you've literally called the entire
that's
Air
TikTok.
Force.
My TikTok reps.
TikTok, the TikTok Air Force is here. Where we've got your support. They're fuck only, Donald Trump.
They're
fuck
all doing Donald that Doja Trump. Cat song and doing dances in their fucking. I love it. I love TikTok. I'll go to China if that's what we have to do. It's pro TikTok.
Oh, that's interesting, actually, because isn't China, like, really into TikTok?
Well, it's they're a Chinese company, and that's why... Clump. Donald Clump! What if he was in the clumps?
I have to give it up to you. Honestly, that's... Thank you. Thank you for that.
Donald
Clump.
Donald Clump. Dave Adele.
Donald Clump.
Fuck, I'm crushing
oh,
this today.
Donald Clump.
It's really, you know, I couldn't do it without
gets
you.
Gets a gerbil in his ass. It,
yes, I almost wore. Oh man, Donald Trump. Hold
there's
on.
A bunch of.
Let's put this in.
You know what? That movie really ruined stand-up comedy for a while. Because there's the Dave Chappelle scene where he's the comic who's going down the line being like, you're fat, you're gay, shut up. Like,
yeah.
And like, that's literally what people then for a
they're
solid
like, oh,
decade
yeah,
was.
This is for
no,
sure.
No. They're like, for a decade, they're like, that is like. That's what stand-up is.
Yeah.
And if I go, I'm going to be made fun of. No one would ever sit in the front. And that's literally just because of that fucking movie.
Ugh.
Anyway, so
anyway.
I fucking posted about, like, you know, I was just like, this seems really concerning. And then someone was like, that shockwave in the blast looks really concerning. I'm like, yeah, missiles do that. Which was me. That's
oh,
me.
That's what you think it was.
Throwing it in the water, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey. This looks insanely gigantic explosion,
yeah.
Plus, like, just, it just looks like a missile explosion,
yeah, yeah.
Right? And then somebody tweeted at me, they're like, this is fear-mongering! Like,
I
this
love
is-
when people say fear-mongering. That's, like, my new, that's, like, the new...
And they go, this
as
is
as much as there are Karens, it is the new Karen. It's like...
Oh, I know, right? I had to
go,
think about it. I hated
if you go,
it.
If you don't wear a mask around another person you don't live with, you guys could, like... In close quarters, indoors, you guys could spread it to each other, and then you get people going, you're fear-mongering! It's like, no, I'm literally just reading no, facts and
it's
repeating
like people
them.
Just heard this word. Just figured it out.
Oh, my God.
And it's getting thrown around a lot, where I was like... So in the reply, they go, this is fear-mongering. Fireworks also make this kind of blast. And I just, like, I took a sec because I was like, I really don't want to make people really overly scared. I just was like, hey, has anyone seen this footage? This looks really fucked up, and here's my just read on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, yeah, I was like, fireworks. I, like, thought about it. I was like, this is more disrespectful to, like, this footage, you look at it, clearly hundreds of people are dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, maybe it was a party.
No, like, it wasn't a party.
You're just like, it's like looking at like.
I mean, it was a party for whoever had tons of explosives.
They just like see like
in the fucking.
They see the Holocaust and they're like, it's a.
Oh,
it, maybe it was
it's
a conga
like a
line.
Nazi vibe.
Maybe it was like a conga
oh,
line
God.
Where people were like got out of control.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, man.
What I read was
they
that
they took it down, but man, that's like stupid mongering is yeah. to say shit like that. I'm like, look, I'm not saying who did it and
yeah.
being like, this is. clearly one person. I'm just like, this is insane footage.
Yeah, you just said,
in the Middle East, a place where, wild. I don't know, there's been problems.
Where you're pretty, where people are pretty desensitized to the crazy shit that goes on there. So for something to seem insane takes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they, well, I guess that Israel has claimed that Hezbollah has been storing explosives in Beirut for a long time. That's
what's going on?
That's what I was reading. But I also don't trust Israel.
All right. That's been Brianna Murphy. She just moved to Los Angeles.
You trust
She just wants to put it out there.
No, I'm from Los Angeles. And any of my Jewish friends would back me up on trusting Israel.
I often get in trouble for saying shit way too harsh.
Israel is getting further and further right wing and fucking psycho. Oh, yeah.
Kind of like the United States, the you know, so the crazy body to which they are the appendage. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, I know. It
yeah, people
sucks.
Were getting mad at Seth Rogen for mentioning Israel being bad.
Seth Rogen.
It's like,
did he?
Yeah.
That was a that's a
I'm
wild.
I'm like, good on you, Seth.
Shit, man. Now the Israel helicopters. It's Mossad.
Bat mitzvah for this, bro.
Fucking
no,
yeah.
No, as a person, I'm like...
Wait, 1 second. It's going to be really loud. Yeah, okay, we're good. Yeah.
No, I am a very pro-Jewish person, but Israel is very...
it should be divisive.
Very psychotic, all of the things that they are doing, so I don't really know how much I trust that they're...
Oh, was it bad to, like, blow away children who threw rocks at soldiers?
this is our land. Could you guys fucking leave? That's basically what Israel's whole deal is. So we just kind of got here. Could you guys just fucking dip?
Please, Brianna, I'm trying to get this podcast picked up.
Picked up by Harvey Weinstein.
By the Weinstein Company. Yeah,
the Epstein Weinstein Inc.
Brianna, please. I'm trying to get on Miramax.
What about Gilly Lane? Oh my God, there's too many things to talk about.
That?
Gilly Lane. Jizz Lane.
Okay, yeah. I just the other day, I was like, I'm maybe missaying. I've been saying Jizz Lane because that's the American way to mispronounce her name.
So my boyfriend thinks he's English, and he thinks it would be Ghislaine, but everyone's been saying Ghislaine in England.
The other way, French would be Ghislaine, which is one of my relatives' names.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, I think that would be Ghislaine.
I like Ghislaine because it's like, that's where she lives.
She lives
at Ghislaine. 325
How is that not your opening
literally
joke?
Just the most disgusting
well, that's
men
kinda funny.
Just jizzing everywhere.
The judge either goes, well,
how
that's kind of funny.
How's that not my opening joke? There is no stand-up comedy.
Well, that's kind of funny because you live on Jizzling.
You fucking dumbass.
Anyway, let's give her the gas chamber. We're out.
I am. It is wild to think about her. We're just hopping all over the place. It's wild to think about her, much like Ghislaine.
I like that this is
she's being moved from cell to cell to avoid
getting crazy.
Oh, Ben getting?
Yeah, what's going on? Would you say that during COVID you've gotten more, like, you know, you're just past the point of reason or something like that? Or
I feel like I'm very reasonable. Are you trying to attack me right now?
Well, you didn't meditate, and I worry. Should you have a gun? Should you have the same rights as me?
I don't want a gun. I would take a taser, some brass knuckles. I'll take that.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. I actually bought brass knuckles when I was like 15 in Italy, and my stepdad took them away. So if anyone knows where we put them,
Italy.
Let me know.
Have you checked the boot?
Oh, fuck!
Yeah,
that's
maybe
where
they're,
I left
maybe
them.
There.
I lost the other
Did
boot.
Did you leave
though.
It in a bunch of pasta?
Okay, you've lost it.
you're making me kind of lose my mind. Here's the thing. I mean,
it's
respect
because you haven't been around another crazy, unhinged comedian
I've
in
actually
a while.
Been seeing a lot of people.
Okay.
But totally social distance. This is the closest, maybe. But I mean, like, we've tried to make an effort to not lose our minds.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
In this household. Yeah, I don't know. So, like, plus my family lives out here, a lot of them, so...
The ones that we're not going to talk about.
They're all dead. No, my sister and my one of my
suspicious.
Brothers lives out here. And it's
the
like,
ones
yeah,
who
we,
shall
we
not be named. yeah, no.
How has meditating, like, actually worked for you? What, if I can ask, what kind do you practice?
Oh, so
first?
I do mindfulness. I use the Headspace app. I started doing it at the beginning of quarantine. Well, I had started trying to take it more seriously at the beginning of the year because I know how many benefits it has for people. And then I dropped off a little. And then at the beginning of quarantine, I started doing it pretty much every day. I would start missing a day here and there, but right now I'm at a 38-day streak, so fuck you. That's what I learned in my meditation.
Yeah, streak broken. I guess the last dance is over for...
What it was in quarantine was that, I mean, my boyfriend and I were pretty much in the apartment together almost nonstop. Mm-hmm. Really locked the fuck down. And it at first, it was kind of like... having a place to go.
Yeah. Where would you go? Like just
in my mind. It's called in my mind. You know? It's called deep in within the recesses of my mind.
That's awesome.
Okay? It's
that's
called
like,
being deep.
Well,
okay?
That's like
try
being
it.
Really centered. That's
no,
awesome.
Yeah. So it gave me a place to go. And then now it's like, after I've done it, they say I think the minimum that most people have to do to kind of have noticeable benefits is 11 hours. That's like the studied minimum, and yeah. I've surpassed that, and I do notice, because for me, I struggle with anxiety, and then, yeah, mostly like that and spiraling, the connected, you know, the good old spiral.
No, go on. I mean,
but
like,
it allowed,
I totally
because
hear
basically, mindfulness is more about, I remember when I used to try and meditate, what's and I couldn't factors, fucking understand what the fuck they meant. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you're just bringing yourself back to your breath, and it's learning not to get annoyed that you're meditating wrong, or that you're having a thought, or that you're like thinking about, you know, your friend Tim or whatever. I don't know.
It's a basic concept that goes throughout all meditation.
Yeah, it helps you observe your thoughts so that you don't get attached to them. So it helps me, especially now that I'm back in Los Angeles, where truly only sociopaths are on the road. It helps me go, oh, I'm feeling angry. Now I know that's what I'm feeling. And just the act of taking a second to observe it takes you out of the cycle of, fuck, you know? And you're like, I have to delete that. But, you know, it just, it takes you out of that cycle of, like, if you were going to go into an anxiety spiral, if you've been meditating and your brain is just learning the skill set to go, oh, I'm feeling anxious.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the act of observing that, and you've trained yourself to go, oh, now that I know I'm feeling that, I can let go of that.
Yeah.
You're just training yourself to do that. It's not like you're going to completely not be an anxious person. It's not like you're going to completely never have a thought or a feeling. It's not like you're going to go into meditation and be like, oh my God, I'm floating and my brain is empty. It is constant work. It is just like stand-up comedy.
I assume you've gone to therapy.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, like, it's, you're right. Like, basically, you have to realize that you have anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like, how do I rid of my anxiety?
I'm one of those people who's obsessed with,
you know,
figuring out how to be the person holding the reins in my own brain, because if you have a brain that's more predisposed to not to the horses running wild, then you gotta train those bitches.
Does it ever get weird with the anxiety, like,
what do you mean,
like, is it not, you know, based on just career life concerns?
Yeah.
You know,
so
but
my dad died a few years ago, and now I have OCD level intrusive thoughts about death sometimes.
Really?
Where like everyone I know and love is gonna die, or like I could die a terrible death, or blah blah blah.
Good time for COVID.
Well, now, so terrible.
Fucking
truly
mark.
A nightmare.
Everyone's a fucking mark now.
At least once a day I have like a mini panic thinking about what happens if I had COVID, or what happens if my mom had COVID, or what happens if I gave my mom COVID.
Plus my family just moved to Beirut to get away from
COVID.
Well, but
like, for example, my boyfriend and I drove a U-Haul across country to get home.
No, U-Haul.
But I drove it. I hauled and I drove it.
That's cool.
But every night I had panic attacks thinking, oh, I'm going to veer off the road. Oh, I'm going to topple over the side
just
of a mountain.
Death.
All that shit. Because I had to drive through the Rockies and all this stuff. I had panic attacks every fucking night.
So everything kind of just triggered the sensation that you could die.
Yeah. I mean, after my dad died, it was really bad. I was like, I got very, very health focused and like just...
Yeah, you've been on, like, this crazy vegan kick. I say crazy,
I
but it's,
vegan.
Like, literally, like, the most common thing. Like, you live in Los Angeles,
yeah,
you know? It's, like,
the
most common thing
in the world. I literally waited until I lived somewhere, like, L.A. or New York
to
finally
go. Yeah, you fucking left
go.
The fucking beef capital of the
but
goddamn
But I didn't even eat that. That's the
America.
Thing is, like, I went to Chicago and realized, I'm like,
oh
man.
Those hot dogs.
I did not belong there.
I love
the food there. It's so fucking
It's the, some
good.
Of the worst food.
I can't stop.
It's
I can't
actually
stop having hot
some
dogs.
Of the worst food.
I've literally put away like 10 plus hot dogs in a weekend that I'm just performing.
You have colon cancer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's insane. Brianna,
I know.
Not to make your death concerns go off, but like...
Well, the only person I'm not worried about dying is Hampton, because I know he's dying. I don't need to wonder. That's... No, I mean, I did get very, like, health conscious and, like, yeah, I...
But it's changed a lot for you.
Oh, it changed a lot of stuff.
How has being vegan changed?
Oh, my God, why are you going to make me talk about this? Because I want
I even did
to...
the motions like an interviewer, like, elaborate.
Well, the vegan thing, I did it for health reasons at first, and then I've started to get a little bit more... fun about it.
What does that mean?
You know, the way that people always hate that vegans are, where they want everyone else to be vegan. I'm like, I do, because it is the bomb. Like, I feel incredible.
Oh, shit. You're using it as a power trip.
That's what I'm trying not to do, but you brought it up.
I'm trying to avoid
being that person who's like, dude, it fucking rules. But, you know, it's hard. After the first 10 days of going vegan, I suddenly felt less anxious. I had a lot more energy, felt less depressed.
I find like it takes one good meal of like that type of food to really change me, at least. Like, I went vegetarian for like 6 years off of just having some like soy chicken that I was like, this actually tastes really good.
There's so much like and incredible just, vegan technology now.
At the time, I was also a lot more like still empathetic about the like meat industry and just how bad it all was. But now I'm like, I'm almost like, I guess, tapped out emotionally. I'm just
like, you know,
it's all poison. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like conflicted because I think that the most problems with the meat industry stuff is all in America. That's the thing. If we were somewhere else, I might have a slightly more
if we were in Beirut, say it.
View about what I eat, but at least part of my impetus here is that it's fucking disgusting what they do. Like, our country bleaches chickens. That's disgusting.
Hey, your hair is bleached.
Yes, but I'm not eating it. Like, what the hell?
Can I?
No, it's
Wait,
disgusting.
Wait, get off the fucking podcast
fucking
then.
Bleached ass chicken.
Can I have a little bit? See if it
my
like
boyfriend
chicken.
Is from England. He's like, in England, chicken is pink. I'm like, oh, God.
It's
no matter
like,
what, it's pink. But like, once you just even start to read some of it, you're like, oh,
I will say, okay, so here's the other part for me. When I went vegetarian, I gained 100 pounds.
Okay, so that sounds like it was about something else.
It was a little bit, but I did find the health things were like, you know, in a lot of situations, I couldn't eat something really
sounds
that
like
I wanted.
Don't like vegetables.
Especially, I was also just doing so much stand-up that I was like,
that's
driving like 6 hours a day,
no,
you know,
yeah,
all the time.
Bad.
So I was literally just like having ice cream, or like, you know, a vegan ice cream, or like a lot of Skittles. You know, shit.
So that, this sounds like
which are all
you? It's not even. You weren't even vegetarian. You're just sugartarian. You're just fucking on sugar.
I was.
No
also,
wonder you gained 100 pounds on a diet of ice cream.
So
100% that's vegetarianism.
It's multi-level. It's multi-level. One, the self-hate is real and is absolutely eating out of depression. But then the other one is such bad education about nutrition.
Which I think this country is
knew
it's
nothing
disgusting.
About.
It's criminal.
And it's, it kind of is. I do think, I know not to like get overly like political here in a sense, but like, you know how people constantly, comics will be like, it's crazy what they teach you in high school and like, I learned geometry, but I don't learn how to do my taxes. You know, like, I don't know how to be a functional adult. And I think a big one is, like, nutrition is so, like, I grew up literally not knowing.
Yes. I think it's disgusting.
Shit. I
it's
thought
terrible.
You had to have meat every meal for, like,
kid,
a long
so.
Time. Like, I thought that's how
kid,
you
so
live.
I just had zero. It's a nightmare. Well, and also the fact that, I mean, now is the time for people to start bringing this up because the fact that we're trying to talk about the income and racial disparity in this country, the people who get the least amount of education are lower income people or marginalized groups of the country. It really is a way to keep people sick.
Yeah, stupid people
sick.
Are getting hurt too. I'm just stupid. I have no one to blame but myself.
Hempton.
I have no one to blame. My name's Hampton.
Yeah.
But I just grew up completely never hearing anything about it.
No, yeah, you know? This country is literally a fucking nightmare. Just a piece of shit, fucking shithole fire.
It's pretty stupid.
Every day I want to curse the whole...
And you've moved a little bit closer to the fucking ground zero. I mean, I know
ground
you...
Ground zero
you,
of what?
You were like, I, you know, you maybe didn't want to keep staying in Chicago. Chicago's definitely like... shooting themselves in the foot with comedy and
Chicago
the entire scene.
Chicago is going to have a terrible
And New
August.
York's a bad place, but I'm like, you did move to L.A. in the middle of, like, shutdown.
But look,
nothing's going on.
We have space.
This is pretty good.
Because if... No. Yeah. If I make sure that I stay away from people and I have a mask on and I keep myself clean, if I have the space to do that, nobody else's decision... can affect that, really, if you think about it.
They called the Trump, the Donald Clump copter. Donald Clumpter.
He's back. Baby, he's back. Baby, I'm back.
Also, last time I saw you, you gave me some CBD.
Yeah,
and,
did I?
Yeah, I don't know. How's that been working out for you?
What about CBD?
People swear by it, that it's all the...
I love CBD.
Mental health benefits, but
oh,
none
yeah.
of that body.
I mix it with my THC too. If you're smoking,
wait, what?
if you're smoking weed and okay. you get a little bit too like, just take a little CBD. It takes some of the psychoactive
Holy
effect
shit,
down.
Really?
Yes, bitch. Welcome to
wow,
science.
Wow, now I can keep my job back at ridiculousness. and not
Is that what happened?
I just was smoking whole joints.
I smoked
joints.
Myself too fucking dead.
I smoked myself so fucking crazy. Plus, I just hated the nuances of the. Some of the job right then, but like I look back and I'm like, you were smoking a whole joint then walking into work and being like, what's up
life, this is ridiculous yeah.
life of the party's here
yeah you know? No you have to so
like,
my thing
be
is
crying by lunch.
I think I came back to LA and like I haven't lived here since it was recreationally legal mm-hmm. and the strides that the weed companies have made since recreational passed is fucking, it's so awesome. I truly believe that because there's just such an array of, you know, ways you can ingest weed.
Mm-hmm.
You can get CBN,
Thank
which is a
edibles,
different cannabinoid, like that you can use for just inflammation. It doesn't get you high. That's the one cancer people use.
Oh,
you
that's right.
Get...
I was like spacing. You literally work at a dispensary
I
right
work
now.
At a
this
dispens-
is why you're
I
going.
Work...
I was like, she's going into like Tolkien-esque detail of like
no, I'm
how
like,
this
so
is like
I...
the Cimmerillion of like.
I work
weed
for like a delivery
okay,
place,
right.
and literally it's just like the room we work out of is just stock on every wall. And when mm-hmm. I'm waiting for orders, and it, or if I'm doing the packing, I'm just staring at all of this cool ass. Fucking future weed, and I'm like, what?
Do you worry you're gonna become too much of a weed person?
No, because my thing is that I'm a very like microdose friendly person. Like
yeah.
you saw, I have sublingual THC drops.
I also just love smoking. I love the sensation. So like a joint is just like I wish I could have a cigarette.
Oh yeah.
And it
See, that's the thing. I'm trying
me.
To smoke less right now because mm-hmm. of COVID. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm very health conscious, and everyone's gonna die. So.
Very
it's kind of like
yeah.
every day my well but being health conscious is because I am afraid of death, and I feel like more people should be on that.
That is good.
I think that people yeah. don't realize their mortality, and it takes something big that gets people to that place, which is fine.
Also,
I mean,
you'll appreciate life, I think, a lot more.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And also know? I mean, the thing I am grateful for is like the aspect of this COVID thing that I think people were not prepared for is like the grief of your former like existence and everything you knew. Mm-hmm. I think that's what people are going through. And I was like,
I do.
Cool. I've already grieved like a terrible loss. So I don't have any, this doesn't faze me because I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I already that lost my former yeah. reality once.
What are you going to do? COVID kill my dad?
Yeah. It's like, ha ha
ha.
Just me on mushrooms.
Joke's on me.
I did so many mushrooms when lockdown first started. It was
oh,
the
really?
Best. best.
I've kept some acid. I've been hoping to get some mushrooms. I also, by the way, to listeners of this podcast, I'm not at all advocating smoking weed or any of these things.
You're not cool enough.
I'm kind of interested in just how CBD works, but I mean, as far as I want to do mushrooms.
I like CBD.
I need to be in a real up place.
Do you ever microdose though?
My friend has been doing it. I'm really interested.
Microdosing rules. I should just give you some.
Can you?
Well, so I
on
have
a podcast. Boo, guys! This is the police. Send the helicopters.
It's okay. We're podcasting out of Oakland, California, where mushrooms are decriminalized. And if we're not in Oakland, we're podcasting out of Denver, where mushrooms are also decriminalized.
Nice. That is. Yeah. This is only podcast that travels like that.
If I find some, I could give you a little bit.
Please, that'd be so great.
No, microdosing is really good because you don't really get like high. You just get a little bit of, like, focus. It's almost like if Adderall weren't the worst and you're not like, I have to clean the entire block of my...
Well, they use it so much for, like, trauma.
It helps your brain create new neural pathways.
Yeah, I think as long as you accept it, you're like, look, it's not like I live every day being like, I have trauma. I am traumatized. But if you just acknowledge that you're I have trauma. I have mild anxiety. I'd like to not... be spiraling out.
I kind of wish more people
be at the
would
whims of that.
Really,
I'm interested. You know,
mention that they have trauma. It's like I wish, or to themselves.
Yeah,
I mean, like acknowledge
like,
it within
well, no
themselves.
No one wants to think of themselves like they're some sort of like needy.
But trauma doesn't mean you're needy or not.
No,
it's
not
just
at all.
A thing that happens. Everyone experiences levels of it. So it's like, why not just fucking microdose and fucking live your life, bro? Okay?
Yeah, exactly. You know very specifically trauma in your life.
I love how you tried to tell me I'm not from LA. I'm the most LA person you could be.
You
I'm
are
a
wearing
vegan microdosing.
You are wearing two pairs of sunglasses on your head, and I want
when
to
the fucking,
I want to become Republican and build a wall around you, fucking support you.
I was like, where'd my other
Piece
ones go?
Of shit. You're crazy. It's so good to see you, by the way. How long have we been talking?
Oh, my God. We're living the Vida Loca, okay? Shit. It's okay. You're going to cut all this out. Did you stop? Yeah. Did you not record it?
Yeah, you can start anytime now. Go off.
Oh, how's it been being solo? Solo dolo.
Solo dolo.
Have you only done one so far?
I've done two. Of this pod, you mean?
Yeah. Who is the first one?
Christian Duguay. He's the friend who's been microdosing.
Love it. Christian. Big ups, Christian.
Yeah, he's...
Big ups to microdose
it's,
massive.
It's just the close family right now. You know,
yeah,
I'm in pain. I got...
I
like... I'm. Brooks Whelan.
Brooks. Good old Brooks.
Oh, they say gross.
Fucking nasty. Fucking I mean, gross. You know, off the pod, I would say gross, but...
Yeah, you know.
Another Kook brethren for the podcast.
Christian is Mad TV, Brooks is SNL, and
oh,
Brianna
damn, did they fight?
Is here.
I'm Breitbart. From...
Brianna is one of my favorite comedians, honestly.
Oh, damn,
like,
dude.
When I go to Chicago, there is an air of like, you're one of the top.
Is
you're,
it?
You're See, doing, you were doing a good job while you were there.
I thought I felt personally that I advanced in the ways I wanted to with my material and stuff.
That's awesome.
But as far as how that scene works, truly one of the most dysfunctional places I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
But
you
then
know,
is any comedy scene not?
Yeah,
truly.
Like...
Anyone who needs to have power within such a small, useless, meaningless structure is like fucking sociopathic.
That was the best about like, exactly. I'm like, I think coming up in D.C., Virginia is a great, at the time when I was doing it, was a great accelerator pad of like.
Ground zero for sociopaths.
We fucking like we were like there was nothing to get, so everything was really fought over in a sense. So like
oh, I've heard
if you,
a lot of
if
stories
you wanted
about DC.
To get through, you were gonna take a lot of shit and a lot of people saying you're just not funny. Stop.
Yeah.
And so if you could get through that, there'd be some sort of meritocracy in a sense because
yeah,
you
but
were
I heard it was
enough.
Kind of like a boys' club
for sure,
and very like we're fucking. We're smarter than you. We're better than you, and you can't fucking come in.
I don't even know when.
That's
comedy,
what I heard from people.
I don't
people
even think comedy is like doing great feminism now. But you know what I mean? Like
no,
when I
yeah.
look back on like, there's always been you know huge names and stuff. But I mean like where people were like, I think Maria Bamford started a new conversation in a lot of ways.
Hell
where,
yeah.
Where it was like her type of comedy even changed comedy. You
I
know?
Love you, Maria.
And it's just
thank
like
thank you so much.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're listening.
Yeah, it's like I literally. found out about a comic talking about mental health because they talked about mental health.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, yeah, the one-to-one on that is pretty, like, I'm like probably owe this entire podcast to the fact that Maria Bamford exists. But anyway, I mean, yeah, I get you. She was like new to the culture, I would say, when I was, I don't know, year two and still. Like,
when did you start?
People didn't really know about her still. Like, you know what I'm saying?
When did you start comedy? Do you think it was around Comedians of Comedy?
2000. Yeah, exactly. That was right when I started.
I was going to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that was like her kind of starting to break into the... That was like breaking out alts
times.
And all that stuff, right?
I really think about so much how I'm like, I'm just the amalgamation of those four comics.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, you know, I'm trying my hardest, but like everyone has influences.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I very much am like... Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only that, that's also been my approach to comedy, where I was like, oh, DIY is a thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to self-release an album.
Oh,
I can tour with my friends
I
in
feel
a band.
Pretty,
and like,
I feel pretty grateful looking back, especially after moving to Chicago. I feel grateful that I started in LA on that like East Side Echoes Under Sunset kind of alt thing, because
great,
as much as
place,
there were probably plenty of dumb shit that was going on and all that, that was such a more tight-knit community than you could ever imagine to get in Los Angeles, where some of the worst people come here to fucking hashtag make it big or whatever. Like, how lucky that little moment of time was of like 5 years that I think started before I started with like Holy Fuck, and then, you know, mutated into just like, you know, Sleepaway Camp. And
finding your scene within a scene is kind
but
of a treacherous
I'm like,
game.
And then a month
so
after I moved
here.
Away, Echoes closed, and people I started with told me that everything like stopped. So just to have like a blip like that, like you had, just to be in that time and place and like be able to benefit from that is like kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I at the time was with Aparna. No, in Charlotte, and like she had a real
you were living with her
rough
staying
no
with her?
No, she was living with her parents. She
I'm just trying to pretend I don't know what you mean. I'm like, what is this with?
Who is this person?
What is this with?
She was having like a hard time in this, because DC is completely like, it was rewarding
straight
a lot of the worst
male
qualities.
Yeah.
I mean
it is.
Wasn't that I mean, you're right, I don't know. But like, it was rewarding just really shitty comedy for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I'd say honestly the funniest dudes who were killing were black dudes completely.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They had dominance.
Well, that's just usually true.
In the area. Yeah, they were awesome though. And there's some, and then like a lot of white hacks who were really bad, who were like
hashtag
Jimmy Dynamite and like the worst, you know.
Yeah.
And so there was me and her
Joe
really
DeRosa.
Got the vibe of like this is a good place to just go do a ton of rooms in total ambiguity. No one's watching us. There's no managers. There's no agents anywhere.
Yeah.
So you can bomb. I
That's
did a
what
million
I did with
things
Chicago.
I'd never do again. You know,
yeah.
Like just experiment the shit out of it. And then was like, but we both acknowledge this place sucks. They reward shitty shit. And let's get the fuck out of here. And all our smart friends will also leave, you know, and go to New York.
That
and
is
LA.
Sort of how I felt about Chicago. I moved there to just kind of toil in obscurity. And then to be in a place where people were like,
that's what you need.
Trying to make their break out of Chicago, though, was like such a weird double reality where I'm like, y'all realize we're in Chicago, though, right?
There's this violinist who, like, in history, he would like cut off his like calluses to just start over and relearning.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and that's what meditation is, okay, Hampton?
Yeah.
So headspace, get into
cutting
it.
Cutting off your fucking fingertips like a fucking bank, you know, heist villain.
I mean, if you think about it, that is just life, so.
That's just life. Giving yourself some challenges.
I just cut off all my calluses moving back to Los Angeles during a pandemic, so.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you keep doing this shit. You're giving yourself like every challenge possible, and you really might be like, no smoke, you might be a gigantic comedian one day. I've always thought
I don't
that.
Know. We'll see if comedy's still a thing after this. I'm thinking
Salute.
Society's
Salute.
Gonna have a real break from any comedy that isn't horse shit for a little while. Because the only stuff I see people so excited to take in is like the Eliza Schlesinger sketch show. You know, it's like the worst comedy you've ever seen in your life.
You didn't like Girl Jackass? Their opening sketch of Girl Jackass. I like literally, you know what the funny, you know my wife Georgia pretty well, right?
I love Georgia.
I threw it on. I was like, check this shit out.
It's so, it's really
and,
like
the intro scene is the Girl Jackass thing.
She's so bad.
Or whatever. And like Georgia goes, because she just wants to defend women all the time, right? And she's just like, yeah, that's okay. And I was like, I just lost it. That's the thing that makes me mad
is that...
Wait. I was like, it was so funny because I was like, wait, this is a joke that would be dated in like 2006. Like Jackass was a million... Like what the fuck are... It's not even about whether it's good or bad. It's like, what is the target
this
here?
This is a UCB 101 course on writing a Netflix sketch show. And she got paid how much money for that shit?
Yeah, that was the best.
Because everyone's like, oh my god, yes! I do feel like a gremlin without my makeup on. Oh my god.
The hate is real. She's back on the road. She's doing a drive-in comedy shows.
Thank God. Hopefully. Great.
I hope they fucking run her over.
Hopefully a missile.
Fucking someone do backs up over her.
I want to beep through it's the whole set. Just hand on the horn. Interference on the radio signals. This is your teacher.
I'm a gremlin. You're driving a gremlin.
That's the most frustrating thing to me is that people will try and be like, just like terrible pandering to women shit, being like, feminist.
It's crazy.
And it's like, you don't respect women. You're a woman who has internalized misogyny that you need woman jackass. Not even woman, girl jackass.
That's a win for women. We got her. There already was a girl jackass and it was on Spike TV and it was awesome.
There already was a girl jackass. It was called My Childhood, okay?
I'm trying to give up props.
Do you have a third pair of sunglasses that I can...
Yes,
no,
right here.
Please don't. It has coronavirus on it.
Please, they're cool. They have the Misfits on them.
I guess that was a solo project. Dancing?
The one thing you could say that would not be them.
I love the Misfits.
Father! You should come out with a sequel.
It was a Danzig solo song. Okay, so I still feel like it's adjacent.
Thank you.
Enough, sir.
I know he listens, and I don't want
Danzig!
Him to get upset.
Danzig! Dude, he is swole. I think he's vegan. I can't
Damn,
remember.
Danzig.
No, you know who the coolest vegan person is? Can I tell you this? Did you ever listen to Cro-Mags?
I think
the
it's
hardcore?
Brianna Murphy.
No, the hardcore band Cro-Mags.
Cro-Mags?
Yeah.
Actually, no.
Well, so the lead singer, John Joseph, he like grew up in like Lower East Side, Alphabet City, New York, when it was really bad. He was doing punk shit at CBGB's when he was like 7 or 10 or something. Fucking,
what?
They have. I'm not.
He's
kidding.
Like the Michael Jackson of
I'm not even kidding you. Michael Jackson of punk. So
is he
was
being traumatized
doing. He was
by
going
a dad
to CBGB's.
Who's like, you have to be punk.
No, he was
God,
like an orphan.
Beat the
he,
shit out of
he
you.
Was an orphan. So
Let
he
me
just
finish the
he
riff.
Started. I'm truly bulldozing this horrible father-based riff.
Horrible.
Trigger warning.
Yeah, sorry. No, wonder why Brianna wanted to move away from dads. Roasted. Got
her
you.
Warning.
Scoped.
Her
targeted.
Wrists are bleeding. Dead. She's in the pool.
So good to see you. All right. Wait, please.
Anyway.
7 years old?
He was like 7 or 10, and he was doing shows at CBGB's. He's like this little vagabond, little orphan kid who started doing drugs really young. I think he did crack and shit.
He was homeless. Yeah, I mean.
No, but now he's... In his 50s, he's been vegan for a while, and he does fucking Iron Man competitions and still performs with the Cro-Mags. He's a fucking... He has a book. This is the kicker.
You're speaking the truth here
you
on
veganism.
You have
to read this. Well, because he's this old New Yorker, and he's like, what are you fucking eating meat, you fucking pussy? It's the best. He's the best.
That's awesome.
He's so cool.
What are you eating
like,
meat, you
okay,
pussy?
You guys. He does like cooking videos. He's like, okay, you guys, you know me. Dine on the Nine, which is the organic symbol on the apples. It's like he literally has a
That's
book
awesome.
Called Meat is for Pussies. That is his cookbook. It's a vegan book.
Can I make a guess? Does he do some MMA also? I feel like there's a weird subculture of
I think he
guys
does actually have a trainer. He might
there
do
it
MMA.
Is. Yes.
That's probably his cross training for
I'm fucking good at this.
But he's
shit.
An Ironman competer. That's really which is like
oh,
a
there,
super triathlon.
There it is.
That's
it's
really
ultra,
what it,
ultra
Yeah.
Guy.
Ultra guy. Which is fucking crazy. He looks incredible for a person who used to do crack as like a child. It's just like he's like all I have so many dead friends and it's like I'm vegan, so I'm just crushing it.
It'd be pretty funny to see a crack baby that actually wasn't, you know, they weren't born a crack baby. They
somebody's
took
gonna
up
clip
crack.
That. I'm going to be like, it's pretty funny to see a crack baby. And
it's
like,
pretty funny to see
Hampton's
it.
Canceled.
Well, now no one will hear it because you talked
now
completely
I
over it.
Oh, the floor is yours.
I want to do crack now.
Hell no.
Is crack a relaxing drug?
It doesn't seem like it.
Are you punk?
I mean,
you did.
I feel like I'm always punk.
You've I'll gone pretty punk.
I'll be punk forever.
Punk till you die.
Punk,
for sure.
Punk's not skunks.
What if you get into MXPX now?
Oh God.
Becoming like super straight edge.
Could you have picked a worse band?
For you to like.
For anyone to listen to ever. What a terrible band. Fuck you, MXPX. That's not punk. That's pop punk, aka emo. Bullshit. I like the Slits, okay? I like X.
Damn.
I'm punk.
You're cool. That's what I said. And then you got offended.
You went, oh, you listen to MXPX and fucking Fallout Boy? Do you love Fallout Boy and Panic at the Disco? You're punk, right?
You're into punk. Jackson 5.
I love the Jackson 5. Feel sorry for them. I actually consider Michael Jackson in the Jackson 5 as a completely different person than adult Michael Jackson. Does anybody else
yes,
have this?
It's. I listen to that music all the time. I listen to Motown all the time.
I can't fault him as a child for just being abused so horribly by his dad for so many years and making such beautiful music with his tiny little angel voice. Before he ever licked the butthole of another child
as an adult.
I've
said that. Like, if you listen to the song Santa Claus is Coming to Town, which is
like,
completely stupid, right?
Santa
He's
Claus
giving
coming
it
to
1,000%.
1,000.
Like, his dad has a gun to his head.
He probably did.
He is performing the shit out of that song.
You know, even in the studio, he's probably dancing, you know? He's nailing it every move.
And that's the kind of artistry you can only get to through abuse.
And
trauma.
Which is why we all have to acknowledge our trauma.
Michael
so
Jackson wasn't acknowledging his trauma. I don't think he ever really talked that much about his dad.
He didn't talk about anything. He just minimized his nose.
He's like, nothing's wrong.
Nothing's wrong. My nose is
disappearing. That's what you become when you live in denial.
Nothing's wrong.
You live
in
Neverland?
In a castle full of fucking stuffed animals.
Is there more denial than Neverland?
Okay, well, this brings me to...
It never happened, land.
Wait, have you watched the All Be Gone in the Dark yet? I just watched it.
We can't get a version. I want to check it out.
I should just give you my HBO Max login, truly. I got it to watch a different show.
Let me microdose?
I May Destroy You, which is a fucking amazing show, everyone. Georgia should watch that one. It's amazing. It's really good.
Don't tell my wife what to watch. She watches the Quran, and that's it.
As a woman, I think that another woman would love it.
I force her.
No, it's actually a very important show, okay, Hampton? But anyway, no, I just watched...
You leave this podcast like our friendship's over.
I think you're going to go back to edit this and be like,
is
any of this usable?
I'm glad that I got to be your first conversation with an adult in the last 4 months.
Oh, because you know that my boyfriend and I are just singing back and forth to our dog together. Not really baby talk as much as just absolute gibberish.
My big one with Georgia is, so we got into watching Community. Right?
Oh no! I'm just
what? Fuck!
It's a really good show.
Honestly, I have a side note on that.
It's
but
funny
I mean,
to pretend.
So the theme song is always just "Dead in a Year." They like have the song.
That's timely.
And so like we just kept being like, I would like run across the house to like jump into the room and be like, "Dead in a Year,"
and do
a big like showboat thing for just like we're dead in a year.
Yeah.
And then it became like. Versions of that line
we're
over
doing exactly
again,
the
doing
same thing at my house
that those lines with a different song
yep oh you're on the same exact
yes,
you know what I'm
yeah,
doing
this is what I would do in prison
this is being,
if I was in prison I would have
with
fun
your
games.
Significant other
damn I was what? Just watching that movie Thief the other day and it's like
Wait,
James Caan's talking to like Willie Nelson in prison he's like old prison buddy and they just have such a deep connection and it's like kind of the crux of this character and it's like now I'm like yeah if I was in prison I would like it wouldn't even be like I would just have a million games with this dude I'd be like booping him on the nose and
singing like, in gibberish
The guards are like keep it down you two we're like
you guys are getting pretty rowdy
fucking getting rowdy.
Oh, they love each other. Yeah. It's fucking...
an ideal like version of prison. Not at
Martha Stewart prison. It's just
aww.
She and Snoop Dogg are booping each other on the nose.
They did share a cell. It was one of the first time they let men and women share a cell.
They're like weirdly celebrity best friends. That's their like marketing ploy. They have a weed brand together. Anyway, just that's a side note. I have too much information in my brain. I have to just drop it off every so often.
Brianna's gonna drop me off a couple of Martha Stewart, Snoop Dogg, Extra Chill. Hit that big
yeah,
dick
I actually work for
blunt.
Snoop Doggy Dog Service.
Hit that big dick blunt. That's
I work for Dog Daycare Weed Delivery Service. Get it? Okay.
Brianna, do you have anything to promote?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be at the Chuckle Hut in Fort Lauderdale.
We were joking about Zoom road shows.
Yeah, I'm actually still that's a so road funny. Comedian. I just FaceTime with my family. That's how I...
Well, do you have a pod or Instagram?
I don't have a pod. I teach online Pilates mat classes if anyone wants to
yeah?
take it.
Yeah? Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
People will absolutely want to take your class on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's just
podcast.
Donation-based, and I post schedules occasionally on my Instagram, and I do it over Zoom and whatever. If you want to...
Guys, if you've liked Brianna this interview,
if you like hearing
class.
About how I'm constantly worried everyone I know and love is going to die and you feel similarly, come and work out with me, you know? Mind-body. Mind-body connection. It does help. No, I guess... We just mentioned, I have a boyfriend, don't worry about it, and ever heard of it?
Sorry, losers. What?
Unfortunately, I don't have a wife, okay? I tried, but actually, he is my wife in my contact. Okay, anyway, you should check out his comics, because he's really good.
Oh, I thought just having a boyfriend was the thing you want to promote.
I mean, that is the first accomplishment, and then there's like a sub-accomplishment that I wanted. His comic is called Goiter Comics, and there's one coming out on Tinto Press. I think all the pre-orders just came out, but it's starting to be shelved in comic book stores, and if you are nerds, which I know you guys are because you're listening to fucking Hampton's goddamn podcast, you should support all your indie comic book stores. I'm trying to think where he's gotten them. You can look up Wig Shop Web Shop. I know that they stock Goiter.
Does he have a store that like an online store to sell
he doesn't have his own because people keep like stocking it in their stores, which is like kind of more important, but no, you can look up Goiter Comics on Instagram. That's like pretty
that's
much
awesome.
Where and he's been doing animation stuff on there too, so
I love comics. I mean,
if anyone
I
needs a storyboard artist, please hire my boyfriend because he's unemployed and it's gonna run out. Okay, thanks.
Solid. Do you want to stick around for a Patreon episode?
Yeah, bitch.
Okay. Guys, let's go. We're going to a Patreon episode. You guys can check out bonus episodes. I put them out every Monday on patreon.com/y'allever. You guys are awesome. Thanks for being here.
I love you so much. Thank you so I needed this. This is all I have.
Let's do it. Glad you're alive.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. A podcast network.